What made the British so enthusiastic about the garden? The answer can be traced back to the Grand Tour, undertaken by the wealthy young men of the upper middle class as the completion of their education in the 18th century. They eagerly headed for Italy and France, the most sophisticated countries at that time, and brought back to England many landscape paintings and a new perspective known as picturesque, the ascetic ideology to seek pleasures in ruins or the grand and awe-inspiring nature. After the 18th century, two main schools of English garden making have continued to coexist, one known as a picturesque garden and the other as a geometric garden. The renowned gardener Lancelot Capability Brown was engaged in planning the former. He suggested an ideal garden should be true to natural landscape. In order to reproduce British landscape precisely, he forbade any artificial trimming in his gardens. English gardens have been closely associated with the English class system. Most of the distinguished English gardens belong to the royal family, landed gentry, and the upper middle class. Today, social class is still one of the most important factors in the design of public gardens. Some scholars point out that the lower middle class and the working class people prefer a well-kept and decorative garden to a neglected one. English gardens continue to develop, effectively incorporating modern designs into traditional styles.